This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. You know when you're really stressed or not feeling so great about your life or about yourself? Talking to someone who understands can really help. But who is that person? How do you find them? Where do you even start? Talkspace. Talkspace makes it easy to get the support you need. With Talkspace, you can go online, answer a few questions about your preferences, and be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, wherever you feel most at ease. If you're depressed, stressed, struggling with a relationship, or if you want some counseling for you and your partner, or just need a little extra one-on-one support, Talkspace is here for you. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Now, get $80 off of your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Hey there, this is Brian Grinn, author, health coach, and podcast host, and you're listening to the Road to Rediscovery podcast with Aubrey Johnson. Enjoy another great episode and have a great day.
Our lives are laid out on a road of bumps, turns, struggles, and more. How do we respond? How do we endure adversity for learning and growth? I'm Aubrey Johnson, and we'll explore these questions and more on the Road to Rediscovery.
Hello, and welcome to a special solo episode of The Road to Rediscovery. I'm your host, Aubrey Johnson. The Road to Rediscovery is about reflecting on life lessons to learn and grow from them, and of course, pay it forward and help others who are struggling through dark times. I'm going to call this a short and sweet solo episode. We're going to be talking about something that can sound or feel counterintuitive in our fast-paced world, and that is the need to pause. But before we dive in, I want to first set the stage with a topic we can all relate to, something we all enjoy and look forward to: vacations. Simply put, I want to ask, what type of vacationer are you? Do you like to be constantly on the move with a timeline of sightseeing tours, horseback riding, hiking, gift shopping, and more? Or do you like to just lay in a lounge chair in the sand, listening to music with a tropical drink in your hand? Now let me ask you, between those two, does one feel more productive than the other? In my view, while they're obviously different, they're both productive in the fact that you're taking a much-needed break from your work routine. You're taking personal time to decompress and reset, something very necessary so you can return to work recharged and ready. Speaking of vacations, when I was in my 20s, I visited Myrtle Beach with my friends each year. Anytime we were poolside or just hanging out, I felt as if we were wasting our vacation and should be doing something else, like snorkeling or parasailing, anything that was fast-paced, at least in my mind. And it took me quite some time to shift my mindset where I can just chill and still enjoy myself on vacation. The whole point behind this vacation story is living in a culture that celebrates constant motion and endless productivity, and the quote hustle, as we call it, taking a pause sometimes can have a bad connotation, right? And can feel like we're falling behind. We're taught that to succeed, we must always be doing, pushing, and achieving. But I propose the following question: what if true progress for real sustainable growth often begins when we stop? That's what this episode is all about: taking pause and finding growth in stillness. We live in a time where being busy has become a badge of honor. Somewhere along the way, we've equated busyness with worth. But the truth is, always being in motion doesn't equate to productivity and doesn't guarantee progress. Oftentimes, it only guarantees exhaustion. For those who take stock in keeping busy and think keeping busy is the only way to be, I challenge you to ask yourself the following questions. Number one, is what you're doing serving or adding value for someone or something? And number two, is this busy work you're doing moving you in the right direction? After all, what good is being busy if you never stop to check your compass to see where you're going? Let's talk about what it means to pause. To be clear, I'm not referring to laziness, procrastinating, or giving up. I'm referring to intentional stillness, choosing to step back, reflect, and realign before moving forward. Sounds very cliche, but I'm going to really break this down to where hopefully it'll make sense and we can apply this to action. Pausing allows us to make room for clarity. It gives us perspective, and perspective leads to growth. Think about the GOAT herself, champion gymnast and gold medalist Simone Biles, who voluntarily withdrew herself from the 2020 Tokyo Olympics to pause and focus on her mental health. She returned to competition in 2023 and competed in the 2024 Games in Paris, calling it her redemption tour. Given her grueling workout schedule and regimen at the highest level, how important do you think that pause was to her? Even the greatest gymnast of all time cannot sustain her level of competitiveness without taking a break. This is important for all of us. Some of the most profound moments of growth happen not during action, but in reflection. Let's think about this. When you're in the middle of a storm, it's hard to see clearly. You got the wind moving and all sorts of debris blowing through the air, straight line winds, the rain's coming down in diagonal or even horizontal, motions, and just sheets of rain, thunder, lightning, a lot of chaos going on, right? You can't see anything. But once the storm settles, that's when clarity and the understanding begins. Creativity works the same way. Some of your best ideas come when you're not forcing them, like when you're in the shower, taking a walk, or lying in bed before sleep. That's because stillness gives your mind the freedom to breathe, to connect dots, and create. I'll be honest with you. I felt the podcast lost its momentum. There were times I felt I just hit a ditch and was just spinning my wheels. So I took a week or two to step away from the show and ask myself two questions. Number one, has the show really lost momentum like I think it has? And two, am I jumping to this conclusion because I don't see the momentum I expect? Then after some substantial reflection, because I like to do that, I like to reflect, I considered the possibility that perhaps momentum is moving more than I think, but I just don't see it. And I kid you not, 6 days later, I'm reviewing my download reports and notice a 12,000 download spike, mostly coming from Australia, from an episode I released almost 2 years ago. People around the world are still discovering episodes I released 2 years ago. I couldn't believe it. So this led me to reflect again, and I created a post. And this post simply said, sometimes the best progress is made when you don't feel you're moving at all. Something to think about. Additionally, to try to drive the point home, think about a seed in the soil. You don't dig it up every day to check its progress, right? You trust in the process. You trust that growth is happening beneath the surface. The same goes for us. Even when it seems like nothing's happening, transformation is taking place within. So how do we make pauses a regular part of our journey? Well, first, take time to schedule stillness. It doesn't have to be long. 10 minutes a day to breathe, pray, meditate, or reflect can make a huge difference. Second, when you face a challenge, resist the urge to react immediately. Resist that hair trigger reaction urge. Take a pause, breathe, respond from a place of clarity rather than emotion. I have a vision board, and there's a place on my vision board where it simply says, focus over frustration. It's like a fraction, right? It has the word focus and then the fraction line, and underneath the line it says frustration. So when you look at it, it's focus over frustration. You don't see the word over. You just assume it because focus is over the word frustration and the fraction line's in the middle. So that to me says it all when it comes to avoiding the hair trigger responses and focus over becoming frustrated. Third, use pauses as checkpoints. Ask yourself if what you're doing still aligns with your goals, your purpose, and your values. And finally, remember that a pause is not weakness, it's wisdom. It's saying, I care enough about my journey to make sure I'm walking in the right direction. So there you have it. As you move through your week, I want to suggest the next time you feel overwhelmed or uncertain, take a pause. Step back. Reflect. Don't rush to fill the silence. Listen to it. Because stillness is not the absence of progress. It's the birthplace of it. Let me repeat that for those in the cheap seats. Stillness is not the absence of progress. It's the birthplace of it. As I mentioned before, a pause can help us rediscover clarity, creativity, and peace. You begin to move with purpose instead of pressure. And with that said, I want to thank you so much for tuning in and listening. And look, you may feel like this at times, but in our daily struggles and adversities, we're never alone, and hope is always around the corner. I humbly ask that you please share this show with someone you know, someone you love, who needs motivation, inspiration, and support. And we're all just roadies on this journey of life, but it sure feels good having you right along with me. Thanks again for listening, and we'll chat again soon.
We really hope you enjoyed this episode of The Roads Rediscovery. We'd love to hear from you. Shoot us an email at roadsrediscoverypodcast@gmail.com and leave us any questions or comments you may have. The Roads Rediscovery is an AJ Shark production.